You're going to hear some original poetry. You're going to hear some very real poetry. Some very real poetry. You're going to take part in a poetic experience. So come on and get down.
Fire! Cried Mrs. Prothero, and she beat the dinner gong. And we ran down the garden with snowballs in our arms towards the house. That's DI on the snowball sound. Towards the house, and smoke indeed was pouring out of the dining room, and the gong was bombulating. And Mrs. Prothero was announcing ruin like a town crier in Pompeii. This was better than all the cats in Wales standing on the wall in a row. We bounded into the house, laden with snowballs, and stopped at the open door of the smoke-filled room. Something was burning all right. Perhaps it was Mr. Prothero, who always slept there after midday dinner with a newspaper over his face. But he was standing in the middle of the room saying, "A fine Christmas!" and smacking at the smoke with a slipper. "Call a fire brigade!" cried Mrs. Prothero as she beat the gong.
"They won't be there," said Mr. Prothero. "It's Christmas!"
There was no fire to be seen, only clouds of smoke, and Mr. Prothero standing in the middle of them waving his slipper as though he were conducting.
"Do something!" he said.
And we threw all our snowballs into the smoke. I think we missed Mr. Prothero and ran out of the house to the telephone box. "Let's call the police as well," Jim said. "And the ambulance. And Ernie Jenkins, he likes fires." But we only called the fire brigade. And soon the fire engine came, and three tall men in helmets brought a fire hose into the house, and Mr. Prothero got out just in time before they turned it on. Nobody could have had a noisier Christmas Eve.